I would have thought to say though, afilu mula b'damim, even if this fruit tree is worth a lot of money, the wood is worth a lot of money, still you can't chop it down. Talmud lema rak, no, that if the wood is worth more than the fruits, then you're allowed to cut down the tree. That's not called batashkas. Shmuel aiseleya risai tamri. Shmuel's workmen, the arisa, the one that works on his fields, brought him in these tamarim figs, the dates. Ochel, so Shmuel tasted his dates. Toyim butayma dechamra. He tasted like wine. The kids, the date tree was too close to the vines, to the grapes. And the grapes gave a time into the dates. Omalei, so Shmuel said, my high, what went on here? Omalei, bene gufni kaimi, that this palm tree is in between the grapes. Therefore, the grapes gave a time into the dates. The dates taste like grapes. Omar, so Shmuel said it so, machshi bechamra kulei high, like this date tree is ruining my grapes. Lamocho aisli makarayu. If so, tomorrow uproot it. Rashi mokashlem yikrim means rip it up. In other words, such a thing is not called batashkes. Since the palm tree is ruining the grapes is more choshev, so you'll have to uproot that date tree to get it out of here. Rav Chizda choza toli begufni. Rav Chizda surah toli, between the gefanen, between the grapes. Tell me someone's date tree. Omalei Larithis, he told his worker there, Akrinu, uproot it. Gufni koni dikli. With grapes I could buy palm trees. But dikli lola koni gufni. With palm trees I can't buy grapes. In other words, the grapes is more choshev, so if the palm trees are ruining the grapes, says that's not called batashkes. Then you're allowed to uproot the palm trees in order to save your grapes. So the Mishnah. Afal pi shu noisin loi, even though if Odom HaMatik does damage to somebody else, so you have to pay him the Chamisha Dvorim, still you should know, just by paying the money, you don't free yourself. Even after you paid him for the damage you did to him, you still have to ask him for Mechila. And don't think I'm paying you for the doctor bills, for shevas, for everything, that's it. Stop saying you're checking, it's like goodbye. No, you have to also ask him for Mechila. You did something not nice to him, you punched the guy in the nose, you have to ask him for Mechila. Shenemar, the pasuk says, "By Avraham Avinu, v'yato hoshev eishes ish." Yeah.
And the pasuk ends off there, "Kinovihu v'yispal l'badcho." So it's mashma the what that Avimelech was only nimchal after he asked for mechila, and he asked that Avraham should daven for him. So that's when he had his mechila. Now the Mishnah says, "Uminayin shloi yehei amoichal achzori." How do we know the person now should not be hard to forgive, but he should forgive right away? Shenema, because the pasuk says, "Vayispal Avraham el holakim, vayirpar holakim es Avimelech." That Avraham Avinu daven to Hashem, and Hashem healed Avimelech. And the pasuk doesn't have to say that Avraham Avinu really was moichal Avimelech. Because mashma that's pshita that he's supposed to be moichel. The pasuk only says that he even davened to Hashem. Now the Mishnah says, "Ho'aymer." Somebody says, "Samnei es einei, blind my eye, ketei es yodi, chop off my arm, shavor es ragli, could break my leg, chayiv." Still, the person does. He's still chayiv. What about amanas lifter? The person says, "Amanas, you should be potter." Still, you chayiv because a non-sadi person doesn't do this to free himself. A person didn't really mean it. Because I was saying it's an ansa, the person doesn't mean it. Therefore, for sure, the person that does it has to pay. What about kras ksusi? I tell you, you can rip my clothing. Shavoros kadi, you can break my barrel. Chayiv. It's like this, you chayiv, and I'll have to do it. But I'm not lift here if I tell you clearly you could do it, and I won't charge you like I'm moichel potter. Because that's something people mean. People could mean to be moichel the chayiv moment. What about if I tell you, I say, kein liish pleini, I tell you, do it to somebody else. Hit somebody else. I'm not lifter, and you'll be potter, which meaning I'll pay the damage. But I tell you, you can go and hit somebody else and I'll pay for the damage. So loch is chayiv, in such a case you're chayiv. You have no right to do it, because it's ain't shlich of the bar of Eru, you have no right to do it. Whether the person wants you to hit him, to hit the body, or to hit his mumin, in both cases you have no right to do it. It's also for you to do it. Most of this, like this now. Tell me about him. Kolelu shomru, demei boishtoi, all these things we're talking about in the Gemara, in the Mishnah, talking about demei boishtoi. Avotzaroi, afilu hevi kol leviya shaboilom, einim choloi achivakash mimenu. You have to pay the money of the embarrassment you gave her. You gave them. But for the tsar, the pain in the body that they had, their own tsar, that you can never pay, that you have to ask for mechila. Shem, the pasuk says, "Hoshe veisos ish kinovihu vayispalo batcha nishadavim for you." Now, the eshes novi boy adur eshes achle boy adur. What does the pasuk mean? Only because she's the wife of a novi, that's why you have to return her. If not, not. Amar Rav Shmuel bar Nachmeni, Amar Rav Yonasan, Hoshev Eches Ish Mikomokim. You Avi Melech, you have to return Sarah anyway, because she's an Eches Ish, you have to return her. But that of karma, that you said, Hagoy Gam Sadik Tarek, Lagera Taina to Hashem, will I kill a free person? Haloi Huaymali, that Avram Levino said, Achoisi, that she's only my sister. Vigami Amrachiyu, and she also said that he's only my brother. Yishno Novihu, that Avram Levino was a Novi, that's why he said this. Because really, kvar limud achsanoi shabol yir oliski achilu shtiya shalomaisai. That when a guest comes into town, you ask him, you have a place to eat or drink. Or yaliski ishtar, do you ask him though, who's your wife? Shalomaisai. Ishtar kahi achoischi, do you ask somebody, is this your wife, is this your sister? So in other words, Avraham Avinu was a novi, the fact you asked this question, you understood that you want to take her anyway. Therefore, mikan from over here, leben noyeg shenerak shalom avalomad. And then Noach gets killed because he should have learned and he didn't learn. Then Rashi says, Shoyla Lumad means Derech Eretz, he should have learned Derech Eretz. For the Lama, he didn't learn. V'dikom le'rachmon anoviyu, demashma, ein mamash b'dvrecha. For Roy Yatil Horik, but you're saying is not true, really you deserve to be killed. So we have to learn out that a Ben Noach was supposed to learn Derech Eretz, not to ask somebody about your wife, but rather just to stick to the food and to the drink. But here that he asked about his wife, for that really Abimelech really was Mechuyev Misa. Alright, we'll stop here. Let the water get me a little bit. Here we're holding a Tzadik Beis and Aleph holding. Yeah, Tzadik Beis and Aleph holding. Right after the Gemara, it's the first two dots after the Gemara holding. Yeah, more like this. Plus it says, Ki Otzar Otzar Hashem. That Omer Abulaza Shtei Atziras Halolulama. The pasuk says Be'Avimelech, before Avimelech gave back Sarah, the pasuk says Otzar Otzar Hashem. He held them back. He closed them up. So what's the two lishonos of Atziras twice? Some more says Achas Beish, that means Shichva Zera, and Shtayim Beisha. He held back by a man one thing. He couldn't have any Shichva Zera come out of him, and by an Isha he held back two things. He held back the Shichva Zera and Veleda. The Nisha, if there's any Shichva Zera inside her body, it didn't come out. And it wasn't that held back the lady, she couldn't give birth. But Masnisa taught on the Brisa, we learned, Shtayim Biish, two things are held back by men. Shichva Zera, Uketanim, he couldn't let out any water from the body, was also held back. And Shloisha Biisha, three things are held back by Nisha. Shichva Zera, Uketanim, Veleda. By Nisha, if she had any Shichva Zera inside her body, it didn't come out. And also the Meirag Lion couldn't come out. And there was in lady, she couldn't give birth. Ravina says, no, Sholosh Biish, there were three things by a man. Shichva Zera, Uketanim, Upitabas. That Hashem closed them up completely, nothing came out from him. Pitabas and even Gedolim couldn't come out from him either. And Abba Biisha, four things were by an Isha though. Shichva Zera, for lady, she couldn't give birth. Uketanim, Upitabas. That's what Hashem did by Avimelech. That's how Avimelech knew he was doing something wrong, and he had to go and give back a sorrow. Then the pasuk says, "Biyad ko rechem." Also, the pasuk there, he held back all the rechem, all the wounds. Amri deber Rabbi Yanai, afilu tanagolus shabes Avimelech. Even Avimelech tanagolus, even his chicken, lo hitilu beitzasa, didn't let out any eggs. Omalei Rava, so Omalei Rava le Rava, ba Mori. Minohel milsa diam Rabban. How do we know what this what Rabbanin say? That kol hamavakesh rachmim al chaveroi. Whoever davens for somebody else, and he himself needs the same thing, that who nena chilo, Hashem answers you first, or Malay brings right from this pasuk. The pasuk says in Iyov, v'Hashem shoveh shavus Iyov, v'ispa'lo biyad riyayu, that Iyov davened for his friends, and therefore Hashem saved him first. So you see that Iyov needed a refuah, and his friends needed a refuah. But since he davens for his friends, Hashem helped him first. Omelet, he said back to him, Atom, Atom, Yosem, you say from there, V'yano Amin Amoch, I say from over here. The Pasuk says here in Bereishis, V'yispal Lavrom Elohim, V'yirpo Elohim as Avimelech, V'yes Ishto V'yamoisov, that Avram Avinu davened to Hashem that he should heal up Avimelech. And then Uchsiv, it says right after that, V'Hashem poked a Sarwa Kasher Omar, that Hashem remembered Sarwa the way he said. So you see that since Avram Avinu davened for Avimelech,
and he needed the same thing that his wife should also be able to give birth. So Hashem listened, that Sarah also became pregnant. Hashem called Sarah Kasher Omer, that means Kasher Omer Avram Eli the Melech. Yeah, the same way Avram David Father Melech, that's why now Hashem listened and opened up the Sarah. That was the Midah, that's like the Midah connected Midah here. Omele Rav on the Rabba Bamori. Minoha Milsa, how do we know? Minoha Milsa the Amri Inchi, how do we know what people say? Bahadi Hutsa Loki Karva. If you have a karva, like a good cabbage, growing near Hutsa, near the thorns, sometimes the cabbage also gets hit. In other words, if you have the bare Shechenim, if you have a Russia for Shechenim, you also get hit. Omele, the Pasuk says, Loma Tarifun Alai, Kuchem Peshatim Binum Hashem. How come you're arguing against me? You all did chatoyim. And Kula Peshatim Rashi says, Af Hanovi B'mashma, even the Novi is also Mashma. So Mashma, that even the Tzadikim get punished because of Rishoyim. Omele, he said back to him, Atta Matam Yosem, you say from over there, V'yano Aminam Hoch, I say from over here. The Pasuk says, Adono Me'antem Lishma Mitzvaysai V'sarosai. Till how long won't Klai so listen to my mitzvahs? And it's going on either Moshe and Aaron, Rashi says, Bechlal. So you see that even Moshe and Aaron Hashem had tainus to. So when Hashem has tainus to the Rishoyim, the Shechein of the Tzadikim also are the complaints against. Omele Rav Olarab Bamori, Ksiv, the Pasuk says, Unik Se'ochiv Lokach Chamisha Noshim, that Yosef took five of his brothers first to show to Paro. So man, who are these five brothers he took first? Man, ninu chamisha. Omele Hochim Omereb Yechanon, Oysan Shehuch Pulu B'Shemais. The ones that the names were doubled. So Rashi says, "Bevirchas Moshe, when Moshe Rabbeinu gave a bracha to the Shvatim by Don and by Zvulun and God and by Yashav and Naphtali, the Pasuk says it twice. It says the name twice. And why? Because they were weak. So therefore, they needed a bigger chizik. So like the five weaker brothers is the ones that Yosef took to show Paro. For the Gemara, Ah Yehuda Nami Yichvo Michvol. Ah Yehuda's also name was said over twice. So how come? And Yehuda wasn't from the five that Yosef took. Or Malay, he answered back, Lo Masai Yehuda Yichvol. The reason why Yehuda's name was doubled was for a different purpose. The Yomer of Shmuel ben Achmeni, Yomer of Yenison, what does the Pasuk say? Yehi Ruvain Vial Yomus, for Yehi Mesov Nispor, Vizais Li Yehuda. That doesn't mean to say Yehuda should live and not die. And these are the lifetime of Yehuda. That means, all the 40 years the Klai Yisrael was in the Midbar, Yehuda's bones were like shaking around in his grave. So Moshe Rabbeinu came with Bikash Rachman and davened for him. He said in front of Hashem like this, who was the cause that Yehuda should admit that he did the Chet? Should be Moshe Barabim? It's Yehuda. Yehuda is the one that caused them to be murdered on the Chet. Miyad, therefore, right away, Shema Hashem kol Yehuda. Hashem listened to the voice like for Yehuda. And therefore, all Avarel Lishofa, all his bones went into place again. Now that Moshe davened for Yehuda, all Yehuda's bones went back in place. But Lehevi Koyimaskel Mesifta Derekia, he still wasn't able to go into the Yeshiva in Shemayim. Yehuda wasn't able to go into the Mesifta Derekia. So therefore, Moshe said further, he said, V'yel Amav Tivyenu, bring him into Zamam and let him go into the yeshiva. Lo Yehevi Yoda my Kamri, so he went up, but he still didn't know what they were talking about over there. Mehevi Kamri Rabbonin, Ule Mishkul Mitrach Bahadi Rabbonin, he could like argue back and forth with Rabbonin, he wasn't able to learn so good. So then Moshe davened further and said, Yoda Rav Loi, that no, it should be good for him, he should be able to learn also. But even then he was able to learn, but Lo Yehevi Solik, Le Shmaita to Aliba Dilchasa, he didn't come out to the Locha, to the Shmaita to Aliba Dilchasa. So then Moshe said further, V'yeza Mitzor of Tia. So the kid said, that's why Yehuda's name was doubled there, as if to say that Moshe was mispalo for Yehuda, that it should be good for him. Oh, Malay Rova, L'Rabba Bamori, Menoha Musa, how do we know? Menoha Musa, the army ancient, the people say, Basar Aniya Ozlan Yusa, that after a poor person goes poorness. What does that mean? Oh, Malay, this time, we're done like this. Ashirem, Mevim, Bikurim, Bekalsel, Shalzor, Vishokesef. And when you used to bring Bikurim, you brought your first Paris, the Paris to Yerushalayim, you brought it to the Kayim. So it says that the Ashirim, the rich people, used to bring it in golden Kalim or in silver Kalim. The Aniyim and the poor people, the Salin Itzorim, brought it in flame baskets, that's all, Shilarova, made out of weeds, reeds, Kalufa. Now, Hasalim, the Abikurim, Noistim Lakanim. Now, the poor people used to give their baskets also to the Kayim. So in other words, you see, even though they were so poor that what they used to bring wasn't worth too much, they gave it away, they lost it altogether. Whereas Mashma, the Ashirim that came with their golden talim, that they took back home, that they didn't leave. to get to see the poor people give away what they have. Omulay, he said back to him, after Matam, you say from over there, I'll say from over here. And it says, the Pasuk says,